This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card. Limit 3. Plus, select varieties of all brand laundry care are $1.99 with coupon and card. Get great deals on the everyday essentials you need, right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, it's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good morning from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipek. Everyone loves riding the Zamboni on the ice in front of the Chicago Wolves crowd. To sign up for your spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. On the ice last night, the Blackhawks were at home at the United Center for the first time since January 21st, but they were beaten by the Boston Bruins 2-1 in overtime. Robin Leonard was outstanding in a losing effort. 38 saves for the Hawks goalie, but they had to settle for just 1 point. Hawks now off until they visit Winnipeg on Sunday. In the NBA tonight, the Bulls will be at the United Center hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll, of course, have that game here on The Score. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson should play. He was upgraded from questionable to available, dealing with a right toe sprain. Today is the NBA trade deadline, and last night the Heat acquired Andre Iguodala for Justice Winslow. Winslow headed to the Memphis Grizzlies, and also the Oklahoma City Thunder might get in on this deal as well, and the Heat might also get Danilo Gallinari. Finally, in college basketball, Butler beat Villanova 79-76. Purdue blew out Iowa 104-68. Indiana State defeated Loyola 69-38. And Drake beat Bradley 73-60. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Jimmy Butler, obviously proven as one of those guys who he's looked at as different, but very well respected in terms of the passion and the hard work that he brings to the game. And I feel like his temperament and, you know, the values that he has really resonates with the Miami Heat, and they very well align. And I think he's brought out the best in those young guys. And those are some of the guys I'm really excited about as well, you know, because I feel like I can make a most impact with those guys.
Middays on The Score.
That's Andre Iguodala via the undefeated. Now, that's a hell of a business plan there, to sit on your couch for half a year and then say, you know, I don't know if I want to play anymore. And then, yeah, I do want to play. Give me $30 million.
An extension.
And an extension.
Thank you.
That's great work if you can get it. But we'll see if Danilo Gallinari joins him as well. The trade deadline comes up at 2 o'clock today. And here to give us some perspective about what's happening around the NBA when this is a year where a lot of different teams can win a championship, Brian Geltzeiler of NBA TV and Sirius XM. He is on Twitter at Hoops Critic, and he joins us now in the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Geltzy, what's going on, man?
Hello, boys. How we doing?
Good. What's at stake today? What can be radically reshaped? What can be worked around the edges? How do we then consider some of the many championship contenders?
Well, I would tell you there is probably three teams I'd watch very closely today in terms of what they do and how they shape themselves. the two L.A. teams is where it starts. Because ultimately, if the Lakers are willing to trade Kyle Kuzma and can make some salaries work, there are some things that they can do. And I think the Lakers are willing to trade Kuzma. I think they've come to a point, if they think that it's the right piece for them, that they will put Kyle Kuzma in a deal. And I think there's a handful of guys that they are looking at that could be interesting with Kuzma in a deal. Marcus Morris of the Knicks is one of them. I think Spencer Dinwiddie of the Nets is another one. I don't know that J.J. Redick of the Pelicans is available, but I think that's something that they certainly would like to explore. And then the Clippers, obviously, too. We know that they, you know, were close to signing Marcus Morris this past offseason. They like him. Keep in mind for them as well, Montrezl Harrell's in a contract year. He's an expiring deal. And if they may want to look for a team that will be willing to re-up Harrell and get themselves a bigger guy that matches up better with Anthony Davis, that's certainly a possibility. You may see them do something regarding Ivica Zubac, where they can bring in a big, maybe an Aaron Baines, something like that. So I think those two teams you watch, and then the other team I would watch would be the Boston Celtics.
What's the right thing to do with D'Angelo Russell, Kelsey?
Well, let me finish on the Celtics first, because I don't know if Celtics are going to do anything major here. But I do believe that they may get the type of defensive-minded center to bring in at a cheaper price that could put them over the hump. They're really literally one player away. That's how well they've played. Now, D'Angelo Russell, let me jump there, because I'm not necessarily convinced that that's dead. So you saw a report yesterday that the Knicks are still kicking the tires on D'Angelo Russell. That reeked to me, because I know what the Knicks offered for D'Angelo Russell, and it was paltry. It was bad. And that reeked to me of the Warriors trying to see if they can re-engage the Timberwolves here. Because the Warriors would be very happy to trade D'Angelo Russell and take on Andrew Wiggins' contract and be able to get Minnesota's first-round pick unprotected this year. That would be their price tag for D'Angelo Russell. And I think they would love to be able to put some pressure on the Timberwolves, who really want D'Angelo Russell very badly, to make them think they're going to send him somewhere else. So I don't know that it's dead, but I will also say this. I think in the Warriors' case, whatever offers they're going to have for Russell today outside of what Minnesota's willing to do will be there this summer. So they're not going to be in that much of a hurry.
We know the Sixers added Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson Jr., the third, whatever he is. They're kind of a mess right now and struggling to forge an identity with all of that talent and everything that has eventually come around to them under Brett Brown. What's the right step for them, and where are the landmines?
Well, all right, first of all, I'd say this. The moves they made last night, they're not bad moves. It helped shore up their bench. It's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, man. This is a team that's got major, major culture issues from the inside out. You got two star players that aren't coexisting all that well on the court or in the locker room, and Embiid and Simmons. There's a gross lack of leadership. This has been a rudderless ship since they said goodbye to Jimmy Butler in the offseason. I think they absolutely underrated the value that Butler had in terms of being a leader and keeping everybody just the right amount of uncomfortable. And that's the problem with the Sixers, is they have young guys that are expecting to be leaders who just aren't ready to be there. And that's a huge issue. And unfortunately, listen, I don't think they fired Brett Brown this season, just because I don't think moving somebody over a seat's not going to work. I think you have to let Brett see this through. But I do think if this doesn't work out this year, and it doesn't look like it's going to work out, and they're saddled with an awful deal, an Al Horford deal, that looks like a terrible contract that they signed him to. And I think if you look at what happens at the end of this season, a variety of things could happen there. You could see Brett Brown go. I actually, if this season flames out for them in a first-round playoff exit, it wouldn't shock me to see them put Embiid or Simmons out there on the market to entertain trade offers to see what they could do for one of those guys and totally redo this mix. The Sixers have guts. They are bold. And I think you could see that happen coming up in this offseason, because there is something toxic about this mix that's getting worse and not better.
Well, I ask this for a reason, and it's also because of the guests that we're going to have on in just about 10 minutes. What would a reasonable package for Joel Embiid look like?
And that's a hard question, because it would depend upon a variety of factors. So who would you'd want, if you're the Sixers and you want to do this? It's not going to be a major future package. this is going to be a now team that wants to be more of a now team. I mean, would you, and you have to find a guy who's in the right age trajectory. I mean, I would think that you would potentially talk to the Portland Trail Blazers, who would lead and start with C.J. McCollum, and then you'd want to take every decent young player off that roster and bring them back with you, Zach Collins and Anthony Simons and Nasir Little. You know what I mean? You'd want to be able to, like, stretch your roster out and essentially, you know, take Ben Simmons off point guard and make McCollum your lead guard on that team. So I think you'd start with something like that. But again, it's got to be a now deal. I mean, the Pelicans would be interesting if they would lead with a Drew Holiday. Yes, I know Drew Holiday was in Philly at one point earlier in his career, but he's a lot more accomplished now. But then, you know, you'd pretty much be able to get anybody off that roster, not named Zion Williamson. So if you could get Holiday and Ingram, I mean, do you have to look at that? You probably have to look at that. But those are the types of package, young now guys who have already proven themselves in the league in a Joel Embiid package. You're not going to turn around and take a package of just, you know, loaded with picks. That takes the Sixers in reverse, and they don't want to go in reverse.
All right.
And for them, they're going to kind of want to switch gears a little bit and go in a different direction, but that's not going to mean rebuild, guys.
All right. Your menu is now the Chicago Bulls roster, and you've got Zach LaVine, you've got Wendell Carter Jr. Who else?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you could absolutely start with those two. I would think that in terms of, you know, marketing would certainly be a guy they would want. But the question becomes, if you're the Sixers, do you want to inherit some of the fit problems that the Bulls have? I don't know that Markkanen and Carter are a good fit together. I really don't. Zach LaVine is not a good defensive player, and I know he's had a good first half here, but he's a guy that puts up a lot of empty numbers, let's face it. If I could do something with the Blazers with a proven guy like McCollum, if I could do something with the Pelicans and get myself Holiday and Ingram, something like that, I don't really want to talk to the Bulls about this. I'm not sure. You know, to me, the problem with the Bulls is I just don't know, outside of LaVine, and there are old people calling on LaVine this week, but trying to get him on the cheap, outside of LaVine, and I mean, Carter is a nice player, but now this is two seasons of injuries. I just don't know what the Bulls have, how much other people are really interested in ponying up for.
What sense do you have of what the Bulls are trying to accomplish at the deadline here? What should they be trying to get accomplished at the deadline too? Because I'm getting the sense of two different things.
Listen, what I think the Bulls should try to be accomplished at the deadline is get what you can for Young and get what you can for Satoransky and stick with your young guys. I think if you can get something for Dunn, you get something for Dunn also. But listen, the Bulls last year bringing in Porter, let's face it, it was a mistake. The Bulls, you know, they prematurely thought they were ready to compete before they were ready to compete. They're not ready. And yes, injuries have hurt them. There's no doubt injuries have hurt them this year. But they could have had everybody on the floor this year, and I didn't believe it was a playoff team. And it's kind of bearing out that way. And listen, I think Boylan gets an unfair rap sometimes. I think he's done what he's been able to do with the roster that he's been given. And there's talent on the roster, but it's a bad mix. It's flawed. And ultimately, I think for the Bulls here, I would be looking to trade Young and Satoransky and wait till the offseason and see what you could do to truly redo this roster. And again, Dunn is not a guy that's going to be a part of your future, because I think Kobe White's going to be that guy. If Dunn's not going to be a part of your future, you figure out a way and somewhere to send him to right now, that a team that would value him, maybe a Philadelphia would take a look at taking Chris Dunn on a rental and giving you a little something for him, something like that. But that's pretty much what I'd be doing.
Yeah, how many non-shooting point guards could one team have? I don't know if you got
a good point.
You know, Dunn coming in for Simmons, the defense would be like, okay, we're still doubling off of you.
Right, but one of the problems that the Sixers have defensively, and they don't have a lot of them, is they struggle with small guards. Richardson's the only one that really can handle small guards, and at times you want Richardson, who's a great wing defender, to be able to defend wings. So, yeah, no, that's a good point. Listen, I felt for Philadelphia the perfect player is Derrick Rose. I think, and from what I understand, they offered Zaire Smith for him. The Pistons said no, and I don't blame the Pistons. If I'm Philadelphia and I'm truly all in on this group this year, and I'm not sure they're all in on this group this year, I think they're seeing the writing on the wall a little bit, but if they are all in on this group this year, I do trade a first-round pick to bring in Derrick Rose and see if he can help turn this thing around.
Who got the best of the Capella-Covington whole mishmash here, and what are the Hawks trying to do?
I think the Hawks got the best of it. What the Hawks are trying to do is put players in place at the proper positions that will, A, help Trey Young on the offensive end, and B, protect him on the defensive end. Because, guys, I'm telling you right now, I know people love watching Trey Young play basketball. I wouldn't let this guy guard my spot online at the bank, all right? He is the worst defensive, one of the worst defensive players in the league. He's terrible on that end of the floor. So the problem that they have is for everything he gets you on the offensive end, he does nothing on the defensive end. Bring in Clint Capella, who's one of the best bigs in the league at switching out to smaller guys when you're playing a switching strategy. Excellent rim protector. You've brought yourself a force defensively that can really help out and support Trae Young. The other thing is this. They tried this John Collins at the five experiment. That makes their defense even worse. Capella and Collins are wonderful complements in today's NBA in the front court together because Collins is versatile on the perimeter defensively, as is Capella. They're very switchable, those two. And ultimately, what you're doing is you're putting infrastructure in place that, A, great lob guy for Young and Capella, but, B, you also help hide him defensively by putting a stronger defensive player, and the age trajectory makes sense. He's only 25 years old. I thought Atlanta won that. Listen, I thought everybody did fine in that deal. I thought Minnesota did fine in that deal. I thought Denver did fine in that deal. Everybody except for Houston.
Brian, outstanding stuff as always, man. Appreciate the energy.
Guys, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Brian Geltzeiler, brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. 3 days only. Shop the biggest appliance sale of the year at Grand Appliance and TV, February 6th through 8th. Get President's Day prices and hundreds in grand rebate savings for appliance deals you won't find anywhere else. Shop a store near you today.
He got me with the Trae Young line, too. He wouldn't let him guard his spot in line at the bank. That's just so old school. It's
online, not in line. He's an East Coast guy.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Standing online at the bank.
So good.
Yeah, that is quite an indictment of where your Chicago Bulls stand right now. So we're going to get into that and dig a little bit deeper, get granular locally with Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times. He's the guy pushing the Bulls trading for Joel Embiid. I'm going to see how serious he is with this. He's coming up next on The Score.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter for Mercedes-Benz vans.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch. Getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card, limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Donate your car today.
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
Capricorns, today is a perfect day for romance and fun-filled activities with your partner. And by fun-filled activities, we mean shopping for car insurance. Luckily, you'll find that switching to Geico could save you hundreds of dollars a year. You'll keep this day of romance going at the hardware store by arguing for half an hour over the color of your backsplash. Love is indeed in the air, Capricorns.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing.
What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
Wow. Ooh. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Walgreens is only minutes away with sweet gifts this Valentine's Day. Say I love you with the perfect Hallmark card or BFFs forever with great classroom gifts. Walgreens. Now with card through February 8th, select fragrances are 20% off and select Russell Stover chocolates or buy one get one free.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It gets frustrating when, you know, you lose games. And I've been going through it the last 3 years here.
It's Zach LaVine. I don't think he's going anywhere because the Bulls seem to be a team that, more often than not, they've made moves on draft day. They sort of get up their gumption every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Trade deadlines, not usually when they make their sort of bold decisions, but they've got an opportunity in a year. Look, let's call this what this is. This is a lost year.
Yes,
this is
very
shot
lost.
This year, and the whole Thad Young thing as this galvanizing piece to say, well, now they're ready to do something. Let's push activate on this in a way that the White Sox did. It didn't work. It didn't happen.
Can you put the Satoransky contract, the Satoransky idea as a player too, into the same bin?
Sure.
The same idea as, hey, we thought we got something here.
Yes.
Here's a luxury item. Well, not luxury item, but something that helps you grab a 6 seed instead of an 8 seed. Just get mauled by the Bucks.
Yes. I Satoransky's deal is in there because that was a, hey, you know, maybe, you know, you take Kobe White around the league once before you hand it over to him. The problem with how that's shaking out right now is it's looking like Kobe White is not yet ready to be a point guard. I completely get that there is a steep learning curve on that position.
Yeah.
Guys like Emmanuel Mudiay or other, where sometimes, or Evan Fournier, where sometimes, now who am I thinking of? Alfred Payton is the guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, he's having a nice little year.
That Alfred Payton, where you get guys that maybe it takes them a little bit of time to figure out NBA spacing and speed.
Even at the very top, I mean, we talked about, I remember hearing you, Ben Simmons. I mean, yes.
I still don't know if he's a point guard.
Well, sure, that's a fair conversation. Yeah. But even at his game, where you're looking at him as de facto point guard, you saw the development there. You saw things improve to a certain point in decision-making, improve three-point shooting, or any kind of shooting hasn't. But you know, there is a step up there in game because it takes a while to learn that spot.
I want to mention that in just a little bit, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Wrigley Field on July 26th. So you want to keep listening for the opportunity to win. And the bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. We're having some phone issues in hooking up Joe Cowley, so we hope to have those resolved momentarily and look forward to having the conversation with him that we mentioned that we were going to have. But his idea is that the Bulls need to act boldly. My idea is it doesn't sound like they want to.
Do something, right?
Do something.
Do something. Make this less of a waste of a season.
Joe Cowley is on Twitter at @suntimes_hoops. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So how serious are you with this, Joe? Is this real or are you trolling the Bulls?
No, I mean, it's what they should be doing. If you're this organization, it's what this organization needs to do. But they don't have the onions to do something like this. When you see a team that's in distress and players complaining and locker room stuff coming out like it is, you have to make that call, don't you? And if you don't make that call now, you have to make the call when the season ends. And if Philadelphia, if this thing peters out like you think it's going to at the end of the season, and you still have the two big all-stars there unhappy and unable to play with each other, you have to make that call. You have to get a superstar. This plan they have.
Yeah, we're going to have to put Joe on hold
with Joe here.
Yeah, I think that's we're still continuing to have ongoing phone problems.
I mean, I get the idea. They Joe says they don't have the onions to do it. I like the idea that you go find a superstar that helps you grow those onions. That helps you, like, you base
but
a culture
changing
around
the onion metaphor.
No, you grow onions, not plates or anything like that.
Oh,
you
this
actually
is the
have
success plate.
This because with Joe,
the onion plate.
What I think is going on, we've talked to you with Joe before about, is that there is an attitude that does not exist with this team. I would say culture, but that's not exactly what I'm looking for here. There is not a sense of we're going to do this. That you have the capability of winning basketball games. This team looks around at its leader and hopes that they get into a decent enough position that they don't give things away in a fourth quarter. You get Zach LaVine on the bench looking around like he's just been punched in the face, looking at another timeout down 25, thinking, oh, here we go again. This has to stop, and I would imagine that Joe thinks at least in part, whether it's Embiid or a different superstar, that helps shift at least that sensibility. Joe, we got you back. You hear us?
Yeah, the United Center. They're trying to block me from making this radio interview.
Yeah.
That happens.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, how would a move like this, if they were to do something bold, affect the current culture internally?
Well, I mean, Danny, the internal culture is not good. If everything stands like it is right now, I'm telling you right now, Larry Marketing doesn't want to stay here. Doesn't want to play here. Doesn't want to play with this structure that he has right now. So he's gone. If they don't want to make any moves, he's gone. When he can go, he's going to go. And that was one of your foundation pieces. So you're flawed there. And then the way you set it up, here's the gamble that the way they set this up. They said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We've got all these young guys on the verge of something strong to make a playoff run, whether it's a 5, 6, 7, 8. They knew they wouldn't get higher than that, but the hope was 7 or 8. You jump to the playoffs this year. And then everything was signed for that 2-year window. The way you look at that and Satoransky, everything was for 2 years, this year and next year. And everything was based on the summer of 21. And the hope was you build this nice attic and this nice crawl space, and you hope that the two foundation pieces are enough to attract the big ticket item in 21. Okay, well, guess what? In 3 months of this 2-year plan, it's already out the window. Zach has kind of reached his ceiling. We all know what Zach is. He's on the verge of being an all-star. He's you know, arguably, you could argue he's right on that cusp. But the other foundation piece, Lowry Markkanen, the two have shown that they can't play together. You got Lowry not really wanting to stay here and really not looking forward to being a foundation piece.
Has he said that to you? Has he told you that he's that unhappy?
No, he hasn't said anything like that publicly, but you just hear things that if you talk to the right people, you kind of hear what's going on. And, you know, I had a player the other day telling me that there's nobody jumping here. I mean, so they even know that this plan that they put all these chips on the table for 21 was flawed, and now it's blown up. It's done. The plan is done. It's already a failure. So you have to pivot. And why can Miami lose superstars and quickly on the fly rebuild? Why can organizations that are run correctly do things like that? You know how many rebuilds started the same time the Bulls did or later and are already better off? I mean, and we'll see the one tonight in New Orleans. Now, obviously, they got lucky with the number one pick in Zion, but look at the pieces they got just in the AD trade. I mean, that's better than the haul that the Bulls got. You can argue that. And so you just look at okay, so what do you have to do now? Well, first of all, it was a flawed idea to think all these young guys will attract the superstar because you have to pay these young guys within 2 years. So now what's your cap room? So now you can only bring in one guy. So that's the point of that story I wrote today. I know they're not going to get Embiid, but you have to make that call, and you have to make that call frequently when the season ends and say, look, we'll take one of your superstars and we'll give you anything you want. And that's the other problem, too. You talk to anyone around the league, they continue to overvalue their assets here. That's why it's so hard for them to make moves, because they fall in love with their own smart thinking. That's why you pay Chris Felicio what you paid him, $8 million a year for 3 years, because you think you're smarter than everyone else. And now he's an unplayable player, only out there because of injuries. So something has to change. And if you're not going to blame yourself or look in the mirror and change the front office, if you're not going to fire the coach, because it's going to end today, Jim Boylan is back next year, kid or not. That's just facts. And so now things could change. Maybe they get totally uncompetitive. But as of right now, Jim Boylan's back next year. So the one move that they're going to make is they're going to say, okay, we've reassigned Gar Foreman. He's no longer the general manager. We're going to bring in a new guy. But are you bringing in a new guy, or are you bringing in just another Bobo of yours that's going to bounce the same stupid ideas off the walls that have bounced off the walls the last 10 years? Are you bringing in a fresh set of eyes? Are you bringing in the same crap? And until you change that and do that, it's a joke.
Joe, how do they fix the dissatisfaction that you're saying Lauri Markkanen seems to have with the organization? Is that the new eyes? Does that do enough to fix anything that's going wrong between the two sides?
I think, first of all, you know, when Lowry says this, I haven't felt comfortable in this offense because of the new face, that's basically Lowry saying, I don't like this offense. I don't like being a spot-up shooter. I'm 7 foot. I'm athletic. Give me a chance to be athletic. And so I think you have to, I haven't liked this offense since day one that they've decided to do. You don't have good enough shooters to run this offense and run it effectively. You know, I know the analytics behind it, and the analytics are sound. Three is more than two, but guess what? Two is more than zero, and you got a bunch of zero guys shooting threes way too frequently. I mean, you just look at it's evened up a bit, but you just look at the number of attempts compared to the percentage, and you can see how this team is flawed offensively. So okay, so that's fine, but that's not the identity of this team. The identity of this team is to build a defense. Okay, you're building the defense. And have you gotten better defensively? Yes, but that's a mirage. You played a three-guard defense, so you're going to get more steals. You're going to get more touches when you have a guy like Chris Dunn and you have longer guys on the perimeter. But you're sacrificing everything in the back line. You're sacrificing points scored. You're sacrificing field goal percentage. Your steals and your deflections look great, and your defensive efficiency looks great because you're stealing possessions from the other team. It's just a mirage. You're not a great defensive team still. You're just like saying, hey, look at these points, look at these points. And so, and again, that's not Lauri Markkanen's game. He's not coming in here to be a defensive guy. So unless I think they change the philosophy of the offense, or whether that's coach, whether that's whatever, you have a guy that will do whatever he can to eventually get out of here. And that was your second foundation piece.
Yeah.
So great job.
Back to the overvaluation of assets piece here. It's been a constant, and I have understood from a business perspective, I've grudgingly understood the idea that, look, we sell this place out every night, 102% of capacity, always first or second in the NBA in attendance, great theater. If we get a playoff series, that is just found money, and this is a business model that works. It may be kind of cynical, but I get it. Now I don't get it so much because people aren't showing up. Attendance is nosediving, and whatever is actually being reported as paid is nowhere near. They're currently listed as 10th, which is the lowest they've been in like 20 years, and the numbers are way more sparse than are being reported. When and how does that start to matter in the valuation model and how they go about making money?
Well, I mean, there's only one man you can ask that question. That's Jerry Russell. Until Jerry decides that enough is enough and there's too many red seats, nothing will change. You can run things by you know, he'd point the finger at Gar, run things by Pax, run things by Michael Reinsdorf. It all comes down to when the old man has had enough and said, that's it. I need major change here. And until he does that, it's business as usual. I mean, look, they're to the point now where they're so paranoid about making mistakes. Think about this. We're in wherever we were when Dunn got injured. Brooklyn, okay, Dunn goes down. Mm-hmm. The next, we have nothing on Saturday. That was on Friday. We have nothing on Saturday. We have nothing on Sunday. We had to, like bully some kind of information out. Meanwhile, Kyrie Irving gets injured on Saturday. By Sunday morning, they were both on the road, flew home, MRI. Here's the results that we're told. Because this organization is so paranoid about information and getting things right or getting things wrong because of the medical mishaps that they've had, they can't even get an announcement out, and they talk about transparency and we're going to be this and this. You can't even put an announcement out on an injury till 4 or 5 days later. So you expect them to now sit there and have a plan of what they're going to do now that attendance is down? I mean, I don't know if they're capable of that. And until you bring in a new set of eyes and a fresh voice that can say, look, this is a small operating, you know, for the Chicago Bulls, which is a global brand, it's really a small operation. And until they bring in an extra eyes and say, we have to have a new set of eyes, a new voice, whatever he wants to do. He wants to change a coach, let him change a coach. He wants to go in a new direction with personnel, let him go in a new direction with personnel. But until that changes, it's just going to be the same old joke. And I think finally, when you look at the seats, maybe Bulls fans are finally saying enough is enough. Because until that happens, the old man's not going to move on anything. And you know, when he sees red seats and he sees the numbers, that's gonna move him. And again, I wish I could answer that question for you. If when is enough enough? But he's the only one that can answer that.
As always, Joe, this is an incredibly uplifting conversation about the Bulls. But
you know, I wish it had something better for you guys. But you know, it kind of is what it is.
No, I hear you, man. Do they do anything prior to 2 o'clock local time? That's the trade deadline.
I mean, you know, the tires are being kicked on guys. You know, there's not a lot of movement right now. I think they're waiting to see what the big teams do and then see if Thad Young is a secondary piece that some team might want that's, you know, needs a defensive guy, a veteran presence. Can you package Denzel in with them? What do you get back? The problem is they're so undermanned right now that, you know, what can they actually move and still function as a team? And so, you know, I don't know. I'd like to say that something could happen, but it just doesn't seem right now. It just seems real quiet, and they're kind of waiting for other dominoes to fall.
Well, great.
Thanks, Joe.
Glad we had this conversation.
Have a great day, boy.
I'm going to go drink a big, tall glass of hemlock. Thank you, Joe.
All right, take care.
That is Joe Cowley, and I didn't know it was that well known about Lauri Markkanen's dissatisfaction with the way he's being used in the offense.
Yeah, he put it out there, didn't he? If things go, how did Joe put it exactly? I'll paraphrase the best I can. If things keep going the way they're going, Lauri Markkanen is as dissatisfied with the offense as you could possibly be, and he's out as soon as he's able to get out. That's how Joe put it, right?
Man. Yeah, that's not good. And
no.
it underscores how ridiculous the Thad Young move was. Because that was your declaration of, look, we could do something here. And this is now it's the time to have somebody like this on our roster.
Even acknowledging that it was going to be a little clunky.
Yeah, and then a couple of months in, he's the guy, you know, all but demanding a trade, saying he doesn't like the way he's being used.
It sucks. These minutes are terrible. Yep. This coach is terrible. Everything around this is terrible, and I kind of want out.
Well, great.
Super.
Awesome. We got Guns N' Roses tickets to give away. We have the Pecota projections. The initial individual player projections are out from Baseball Prospectus. We're going to get into that a little bit with Joe Sheehan as we talk about the Mookie Betts deal that is now being held up because of injury concerns. He's going to tell us how that affects Chris Bryant. But I had a soul-crushing experience last night, I have to tell you about.
Okay, I will counter that with pure joy from the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade. It's all coming up in the midday, Midway, Bernstein, and McKnight on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Chiefs Special Teams Coordinator Dave Tobe.
And you came back and won by double digits in all three games.
And there's 15 minutes left in this game. We're only down by 10 points. They're over there celebrating like they won it already. Once Pat got on, started hitting passes and stuff, we knew, you know, they were in trouble.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card, limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Postage rates have gone up again. Well, what do you do? Stamps.com, which eases the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. And Stamps.com is completely online. It saves you time. No more inconvenient trips to and from the post office that takes up that chunk of your day. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products or maybe even a warehouse sending out thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And when your mail is ready, what do? You hand it to your mail carrier or you drop it in a mailbox. It is that simple. Stamps.com will save you time and save you money with discounted postage rates you cannot get at the post office. It is way less expensive than those expensive postage meters. No equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. And this deal right now, because you're listening, this special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitment. You can't beat that. Start saving money right now. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein, just my last name. Stamps.com, enter Bernstein.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on
on the midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the midday midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
We started out talking a bit about baseball and the status of the Mookie Betts trade, how that's being held up, how that's affecting Chris Bryant's valuation on the trade market at the moment. Pivoted to Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus, making a case, not really a strong one, I don't think, for why Tom Brady's ideal next stop would be the Chicago Bears.
Well, it's a strong case if you just look at football. If you look at anything else.
If he makes an assumption about the offensive line, I don't agree with.
Well, that's probably true.
But maybe his numbers tell him that. Brian Geltzeiler was his energetic NBA self at 10. And then Joe Cowley made us all terrified and miserable talking about the Bulls and the approaching deadline.
Whew. Yeah, it's not pretty. What was the parade in Kansas City. It was glorious. There were... There was joy. There was a car chase.
I did see the guy with his ass hanging out fall out of the tree.
There was a car chase. There was a guy with his ass hanging out who fell out of a tree. It was everything you'd hoped that a Super Bowl parade could be, including, like I said, a car chase. Travis Kelce, very, very excited, very energized by a Super Bowl championship. I bring you, in lieu of any story on the Midday Midway, I bring you Travis Kelce celebrating a Super Bowl title.
Our next contributor... Hey, Philly, you don't even have the best Kelce. We got it. The best tight end in the National Football League. You ready for this? Travis Kelce. Can you dig it?
I just want to say I love y'all. I love this I love this team. Woo! I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby. It's been a long time coming. Because what did we do? We had to fight for our right to party! I don't know if you see this belt, but man, this belt got something on it. It's got the heavyweight champions of the world, baby. The heavyweight champions of the world. That memorial up there, I see everybody up there in that memorial. Don't nobody know we represent and honor every single veteran that went to war for us in World War I. What's good? What's good right here in the heart of America? Right here in the heart of America.
Oh, man.
21 years. How about that? I'm going to walk this wall. How about 21 years? Y'all know what that means? Everybody here is thinking, oh, that's when I can, you know what I mean, legally get a drink. Yeah. No, what? 21 years. That's how long it's just been turning for my guy Andy Reid. It's just been turning and turning and turning. What? And what we do, what we do, we unleash a can of whoop-ass on everybody. 24-0. I ain't trying to hear it. Down 10. I ain't trying to hear it.
Oh, my
fourth
God.
Quarter. 6 and whatever left on the clock. Down 10. We got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, baby. How about Sammy Watkins? Woo! How about Damian Williams? Woo! How about my dog, 5'5", and he ain't off sides? Frank Clark! What's good? This is the most beautiful scene I've ever witnessed in my life. I love this city to death. I promise you, from here to the end, I cherish every moment with y'all. And I promise you, everybody here feels the exact same way. I talked to El Presidente, Mark Donovan. He made sure it was okay with the Clark family, everybody involved. Because of this season, because of y'all. Every single touchdown, every single point we score at Arrowhead, it's going to end with the anthem. And y'all got to help me say it right here one last time for 2019-2020 World Champions. You got to fight for your right to party! Believe it! I love y'all!
Quit yelling. That is amazing.
Okay.
That's a man possessed.
Okay. Hold on a second here. I've had a friend who suffered from something called Asian flush syndrome.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's actually quite common. He's a kid of Chinese extraction, and because there are certain ethnicities who can't metabolize alcohol in the same way, he would drink, and when he drank, he would turn purple.
Oh, that's not good.
And the joke was it wasn't a party until Ben turned purple.
Oh, okay.
That was your sign that the party was on. That was a thing. And it's a common thing called Asian flush syndrome. I forgot it's like an acetyl alkylase or something. I forgot exactly what the metabolizing agent is.
Okay.
That certain people. I did not know that Travis Kelce suffered from a certain affliction that drinking turns him black. I didn't know it was
it's between
thing.
You and Travis.
Possessed by jigs.
There was a lot of noises.
Coat drive, Tony Medlin. I had no concept that Travis Kelce, when he gets enough beer, he says he was wearing half the beers he was trying to
yes,
drink.
Yes, he was.
But he gets enough beers in him, Travis Kelce, and if you play this and you picture him dressed like Superfly. Like, I mean, you have him, like, with the afro and giant sunglasses and a pick sticking out of his afro and the whole thing. That makes it all the way. Like, somebody's got to animate this thing in just the right way. Somebody.
We represent and honor every single veteran that went to war for us in World War I.
I didn't know he was such a World War I guy, too. I mean, just representing everybody.
Isn't it like the National, one of the main World War I museums is in downtown Kansas City?
Okay. It is.
So it's like that's where, when he said, I see you on top of the museum.
Right.
World War I museum.
Okay. Right. So then he had to conflate that with.
Still fun, though.
World War I, that's fabulous.
That really is. That is a man possessed. He was wearing a giant wrestling championship belt, too. I mean, it covers the entire.
I think we should listen to that as a show before, like.
It's our pump up?
Yeah.
It's a run through a wall?
Yeah, like.
Put your head into
Sammy
a mirror.
Sammy Watkins! Whoa!
Sammy Watkins! And then you had, like, the church chorus in the back, like, yeah!
Everybody's in.
That's right, yeah.
Everybody's in.
Sammy
Watkins! Damian Williams! Whoa!
That is, it's pure, unbridled joy.
It's glorious. So I'm in Jewel yesterday, and I had a complete impulse buy. I decided that I wanted Jewel fried chicken for dinner. I wanted a $3.99 8-piece cold fried chicken, and I just was going to destroy it. But I needed something on the side.
Okay.
So I said, it'll be really good on the side, Cheetos, because I like Cheetos. Cheetos are good. There's nothing wrong with Cheetos, right? And then as I'm walking past the Cheetos, I looked down and went, hold on a second. I could do this bag of Cheetos, or I could revisit my youth. Because Planters has remarketed, they have re-released Planters cheese balls in the old container.
That's right, you were telling
which
me
you
about
didn't know
this.
Existed.
No, this is you bestowed upon me the knowledge of the Planters cheese ball.
The navy blue cylinder, it looks like it's like a Quaker oatmeal kind of cylinder, mm-hmm. but Planters cheese balls, the old font, just like they did with Stouffer's mac and cheese, did the same thing, and they released it in the old packaging, and that still tastes like a million damn dollars. So I'm like, okay, Planters cheese balls, let's go. My kid's like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? I'm like, this is part of my dinner. This is going to be my side.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill the whole canister. Let me tell you what. This is a crime, what has gone on. And I was warned because I put out the picture on Twitter and some people were like, they're not the same.
No.
They are so not the same product. They aren't the same species. They're almost like puffed Cheetos, except in a ball, where the actual cheese balls used to be toothsome. They weren't just air.
You had to bite into
them. You had to crack into them, and they tasted like cheddar cheese. And these were more. It was like a Cheetos puff with like mac and cheese dust all over.
Oh, that's not good.
And it was so disappointing. And I sent a series of tweets directly to Planters.
So you went full Karen.
I went full Karen.
Good.
But I did tell them the conclusion here that you reach. And I just want to tell you this is what I said directly to Planters.
Okay.
And anyone who follows me on Twitter knows the what I said. So these, I started with a picture of the canister. It just says LFG. Followed up. These are terrible. Nothing like what powered my college studies. Different species entirely. Listen, Planters. I've seen too many great things in my life experience stripped down and sold off, only to be remade cheaply and cynically. These cheese balls taste like the vampiric private equity that sucks the lifeblood out of local news. I hate you for this. These are fake and wrong and bad, Planters. And you won in the short term by preying on my nostalgia to force the impulse buy. But a company with real heart would care enough to not try to pull a fast one on loyal fans for whom this taste had Proustian resonance. I expected a transcendent Madeleine moment and got a crappy mouthful of late-stage capitalism and dystopian fiction. Make the good stuff again, Planters. I'll pay for it.
I love that the end of that is, please let me give you more money.
Yes.
You should have ended it with Planters.
Blammers. It's just, if you're doing this on the cheap, if you're doing this to make profits, don't. Make a little less profit or charge a little extra money. Get the good cheese balls out there again. Get the old recipe.
So the old cheese balls are Mookie Betts.
Yes. Yes, they are. And the Red Sox have, I don't know, I don't want to torture that any more than I want to. Planters, no good. Keep your ad campaign, too. That's the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. When we come back, a lot of stories in and around baseball. We'll check in with Joe Sheehan about the trade of Mookie Betts that is still going on, at least we understand it. Projections are out from Baseball Prospectus. We'll take a look at some players there, and you look like you've got something just breaking on Twitter.
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal says that Max Muncy, in agreement with the Dodgers on a three-year, $26 million extension, a $13 million option for a fourth year, or a $1.5 million buyout.
Dodgers just kind of locking down good players. It's a solid place to be. We'll talk with Joe Sheehan about it next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Basketball trade deadline coverage on The Score is sponsored by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Call Amy Kite to trade in your home. Visit amywillsellyourhome.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Guys, check this out. There is a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild this Valentine's Day, and it's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called MicroVelvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram. It's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They're addictively soft. They're so soft, they beg to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com right now and get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, they're irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's Day gift has never felt this tempting. And you don't have to wrap anything because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them The Score sent you.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card, limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
1-877 cars for
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
We know you've been planning for Valentine's Day for weeks. What, you haven't? Walgreens has you covered with everything you need to say Happy Valentine's Day in no time. Say, I love you, with the perfect Hallmark card. Say, you're my sweetheart, with sweet deals on candy. Or say, BFFs forever, with great classroom gifts. So head to a Walgreens only minutes away and get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card through February 8th, select fragrances are 20% off and select Russell Stover chocolates are buy one, get one free.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score.